Good evening, and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
Not too long ago, we did a show about the manifesto of the show and what the show was all about, and we thought we'd talk a little bit about what wine means to us on an individual level.
I know a little bit of your wine history, how I knew that your dad made wine and
200 bottles a year.
I don't even know how Word on Wine started, so I've asked Jonathan if he would go first this week, and then I'll talk a little bit about my background next week.
So Word on Wine started when Kevin Addicks, who is, of course, very much involved in Maryland wine and a great wine aficionado, wanted to do a show on WBJC. And at that point, I wasn't very much interested in drinking wine. I was more of a beer drinker. And I thought, well, this is an interesting thing to get involved in. Kevin helped me a lot. And it's funny because Kevin is a very new world wine person, and I've become a very old world wine person, and I'm from a very old world wine place, Quebec, which doesn't produce old world wine, but certainly consumes a great deal of old world wine.
Were your parents wine drinkers?
Yes. My father, as I say, made wine, about 200 bottles a year, and we had wine with the Sabbath meal. So, and what was interesting is that you would have kosher wine to make kiddush on, the blessing for wine, but then we would drink non-kosher wine with the meal, and we would have it on Friday nights, and it was a very special occasion. It was a geographical lesson because it was where wine came from. It was the country it was made in, et cetera, et cetera. So we got a sense of place, which is something that I'm totally still fascinated by today.
So what have you learned from doing the show?
I've learned how little I know about things. I've learned how big the wine world is. I've learned what I like to drink, which is, generally speaking, old world wines that have high acid. I've learned that I am more of a white wine drinker than a red wine drinker. I've learned that I married a red wine drinker. I've learned that quality wine can come from anywhere in the world.
Those are really good lessons. I'm so glad to be on this learning curve with you.
We have similar palates, and I think we both are old souls, and we are both old world wine drinkers.
Yes, and yes.
Part of my problem is, being from a French place, I tend to get sucked into French culture and fascinated by it. So I'm always grateful when you bring in something from Oregon, a great Pinot Noir, or from California. And so it's always great to have the wine world expanded a little bit. And then we find something that totally blows both of us away, like we rediscover New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc, you know, which is sort of out of fashion now, but still fabulous. Even though, you know, maybe Australian and New Zealand wine isn't sort of top of the mind, whatever that means, they're still making great wines. I am delighted to go into the wine store and find things that astound me.
Well, it's been such a pleasure doing this show with you for the last, is it 8 years, maybe?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it is.
Yeah.
That I'm glad to have a few more of the details filled in. You'd think I would know all about your wine history by now, but I'm glad to know that there's still surprises.
I look forward to hearing all about your wine story next week.
I look forward to sharing.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.